This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I've been in business, I've been doing morning radio around the country since October of 1988. And over the course of those years, I've had the opportunity to do all kinds of things. I've actually been on the radio since I was 17, going back to 1965, believe it or not. Done all kinds of things. I was a disc jockey for the first 9 or 10 years of my career, and then I started doing talk in 1974. And I hope this doesn't come across the wrong way. I've been actually doing talk, I think, longer than anybody else in the country.
And that's impressive.
I'm not telling you the story because I want to impress you. I just want to tell you the story of many of the people who have graced the microphones with me over the years. I've had some very interesting ladies that have been on the air with me off and on over the years. The woman who served longest with me and somebody with whom I am very close is Jennifer Horn. Jennifer will not be on the program anymore other than to grace us with her presence when either I'm not able to be here or Jay's not able to be here, and she'll do the countdown with us at the end of the week. Jennifer does mornings now on KRLA in Los Angeles. She has gotten up at 2 o'clock in the morning for 16 years, and then she, for the last, I think, 7 or 8, has gone to KRLA right from this program to do that program. She and her father run a broadcasting business in Los Angeles, so she goes to that after that. And frankly, she's exhausted, and it's become apparent that not that she really, I don't know, but the conversation was, do I or don't I or should I or shouldn't I? And so I've had to make some adjustments on this program for a number of reasons that will become apparent as things unfold over the next few weeks. But Jennifer, who was on this program for over 16 years, will not participate any longer in it, and neither will Victoria Keeling. Victoria is going to do something else. The reality is, I can tell you all kinds of stories. I have spent the weekend talking to all of the ladies, Jay and Jennifer and Victoria, to bring them around to understanding the adjustments that I've had to make in the program to move on. It had nothing to do with either of them. For Jennifer, it's more, I think she needs to, she would do almost, she, all of the ladies, as it appears, would do anything for me and for the program, and I love them for that. The recent award that we won at the Gracies, something that was very impactful for all of us, and the idea of all being together for a couple of days in Los Angeles was a great cap to the years that I've done the program the way that it was done. But frankly, it just isn't practical anymore for me to be able to do the program. I appreciate the loyal employees. They aren't really employees. They are my friends.
Family.
They're my family. Victoria and I were back and forth yesterday several times, and I was actually more emotional about it than she was, because there are good people in broadcasting can find their way. Even though there aren't as many good jobs as there used to be, there aren't as many good people as there used to be, frankly. I remember Jay, your father can probably tell you this. Jay's father is Mike McVeigh, who is the consultant for this program, and he and I have become great friends over the last few years. We've known each other for a long time, but actually getting to work with each other has been eye-opening and ear-opening for both of us. And so as we've come upon the reality of having to make some of these changes, it doesn't mean that I feel good about it. I'm committed to the future of this program as long and as far as I can get it to sort of be one of the things that holds my life together. But the economic realities of today and the support for radio programs like this, for which actually there isn't any other program, I'm the only guy around who still has a production company that's producing independent programs. I don't have any support from any church, from any big advertiser, from any big company. I'm on my own. And so that's been good, but it also has with it its drawbacks. So for those of you who will miss hearing or wonder out loud, as I said, there are some other changes that will be folded in over the next few weeks. I'll tell you about them as they're happening, and stations will get notification of it. But it's so obvious that Jennifer and Victoria are not here that I needed to tell you why or what was going on. So for the years of their loyalty, it's tough. So anyway, that's
it hurts advice. Because the love was there. The love was shared.
Yep. All right, so let's move into the monkeypox department, shall we?
Oh, that's a transition.
Yeah. I'm good at transitions, if nothing else. The public health risk could become high if the virus exploits the opportunity to establish itself as a human pathogen, spreads to groups at higher risk of several diseases, such as young children and immunosuppressed persons. In other words, people who had been vulnerable for COVID, because you have a weakened immune system, you're vulnerable to anything and everything. So later on in this hour, I'm going to ask Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with the program, what it is that you should know about this monkeypox thing. Yes, it's an infectious disease. Yes, it's usually mild. Yes, it's in parts of Africa. Yes, it's spread by close contact. Yes, it can be easily contained. People who isolate use better hygiene, that sort of thing. In Africa and the areas where this came from, there is no hygiene. There is no. I've told you the story on the air any number of times about my visit to Nairobi, Kenya, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, when I went to a camp of 20,000 people who lived in an area of Addis Ababa that was about as horrific as anything you could ever imagine. The temperatures daily are 100, 110, and they cool their feet by putting their feet in the urine that runs down the street. That's what it's like in these places. There's no hygiene whatsoever. They don't take baths. They don't take showers. They don't have water. They just have enough water to drink, basically. You cannot imagine, no matter how horrific life may be for some people in our country, in some of the ghettos, some of the big cities, homeless people, that kind of stuff, who defecate on the street. We have those problems, yes. But there's nothing that I've ever seen in my life. Never have I seen anything that was like that I've experienced and just explained to you. You can't imagine. So that sort of, you understand those living conditions, that's how this disease gets spread around.
Well, no, it's monkeypox is more from, it can be the liquid, or if there's an opened wound or something.
Yeah,
that
right.
They contaminated, but the whole transmission of animals to humans are from when a primate or rodent bite or scratch a human.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's because there's no hygiene. Is the stuff they're living among rats? But the number of cases seems to be growing here, and that might be a concern. Four more monkeypox cases detected. One in Colorado, being looked at as a close contact of another infected person. Another close contact found in California with someone who had been around an infected patient for 3 days. There are 14 people in 8 states. 24 countries around the globe have seen these cases. The first case of monkeypox was detected on May 17th here in Massachusetts. This guy tested positive. He was in Canada, but he'd been close in Canada with somebody who'd been in Africa. So again, understanding. I'll ask Jack. We'll get some more clarification.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, after COVID, where else can we go? Oh, monkeypox. That's where we're going.
Yeah, yep, right. It just is, I don't know. It's appalling. Queen Elizabeth, 1953. She was coronated. I can remember watching it. Shall I admit to that?
No, I want to hear more about it. Yeah, because I remember watching the first big thing I watched on TV with the royals and all of that was Kate and William's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge ordeal, and it was exciting.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I look back at that old Stromberg Carlson television set that I talk about that had a 10-inch television screen with a magnifying glass on it. And the old radio and TV, I mean, the radio and the phonograph was part of this thing. It was the only electric, only radio in the house. And then when I started working, the first job I ever had was to sweep out school buses on the farm, got 50 cents a bus. I saved my money and bought a General Electric radio that I put by my bed when I was, I think 7 or 8 years old. But I bought it myself. This is the second radio in the house. And it was really kind of cool listening, but watching the television. I think one of the first things I did see was the Queen's coronation. So her dress is going on display after 70 years on the throne. She wore it on the day of her coronation. This gets back to when we were talking at the Gracie's about renting dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And cleaning them up, keeping them clean. So this reminded me of that conversation. This was created from satin and has lots of lattice. Did you look at it? Have you seen the pictures of it?
Oh, it's stunning. It's stunning. And I love how the designer of the dress even included something that Her Majesty did not even know existed at the time on this dress, but a little extra four-leaf shamrock on the side of the skirt. And it was positioned that where her hand fell, it would actually rest on that four-leaf clover shamrock during the ceremony. And she became queen in February 1952 when her father passed, but the coronation wasn't until over a year later because of all of, you know, everything that had to be planned. And
So that'll be something big on the mind of the royals this week, the 70th anniversary of her coronation. It's 18 after. I'm Doug Steffen.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, comments, thoughts, what's going on? Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 23 after the hour or so. We've been asking various questions to get your input on. Thanks to those of you who, for example, answered our question about whether it's appropriate to confront a government official on their personal time. That is at home while eating at a restaurant. Didn't this come about because of Ted Cruz, getting accosted at a restaurant? Don't I remember that from
Cruz
last week?
Has been. Abbott was recently. I forget which politician was female. She was in the ladies' restroom, at a public restroom, and somebody came for her. Pretty much the majority of people say absolutely not. I shouldn't say majority. Everybody was like, no, that's just not appropriate. Jeff Walensky said certainly not on their personal time and definitely not when they're with their families. I think that's don't disagree there. Tim Palmer said absolutely not. At Kimber Wilkes on Twitter said, of course not, and also makes the valid point that if they're not on the clock, what will assaulting them with words actually accomplish? That makes a lot of sense, because at a certain point, it's just falling on deaf ears. Well, things fall on deaf ears anyway.
Yeah, they fall on deaf ears.
Somebody's specifically on their personal time, there's a wall up. There's a strong wall up. You're not getting through that.
I wonder, though, about what you expect when you run for office like this and you're visible, you're inviting that sort of altercation or interception or interdiction or whatever it is, what it is. I appreciate the comments that these folks have made and some of the other folks who made these comments. But when it becomes clear that these people who are in office are not there because they're serving you, but they're serving themselves, I think that they open themselves up for criticism and comments, certainly not physical, But Ted Cruz, for example, who was very visible at the NRA convention over the weekend, is apparent, looking at his campaign treasure chest, that he is the top recipient of pro-gun money. John Cornyn also represent the state of Texas, where this gunman killed the 19 children last week. They get more pro-gun donations than anybody else. And Cruz, I think, was criticized for some of the things that he said. I'm not a fan of Ted Cruz. It has nothing to do with any of this stuff. I just think that he's a bonehead. I don't think he serves. I think he may serve at the pleasure of the people in Texas. That's great. I wouldn't vote for him if I were there. It's always about him. You know what I mean? It's just kind of his whole demeanor. It reeks of self-serving. Paul, I don't know. He just did.
But also, and just go on the opposite side. I feel like anybody who is a public figure, politician, a professional athlete, an entertainer, a musician, anything like that, that's their job, that's their career, that's not their day to their every hour, every waking hour that they're doing their job. They're human beings as well, and we should all be respected and treated as such, especially in our personal time. Leave people alone. It doesn't matter what they do for a living. If you have something to say, choose the right time or send letters. Write your local politicians.
There you go. All right, Jay, thank you. 28 after the hour.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want, that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest, that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will push a new economic agenda and migration policy at the 9th annual America's Summit scheduled for June 6th through the 10th in Los Angeles, California. That's if he can get key leaders to attend. Mexican President Obrador said that he will not attend the Summit of Americas unless all nations are invited. He would then send an envoy in his place. President Trump White House economic advisor Peter Navarro formally filed a lawsuit Tuesday against the January 6th committee and the Department of Justice in a case where he'll be acting as his own attorney. Of the lawsuit, Navarro said, quote, "It's 99% aimed at the kangaroo committee that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formed." End quote. It should be noted, Nancy Pelosi's mostly partisan committee rejected the Republicans' choice to serve on the committee. USA Radio News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Washington, D.C. jury voted that Michael Sussman was not guilty of lying to the FBI. South Carolina Republican and House Oversight Committee member Representative Nancy Mace on Newsmax said Special Counsel John Durham and his prosecutors did not get a fair day in court and that D.C. elites are never held accountable for breaking laws.
And it doesn't feel like they got a fair day in court, and it feels like that no one is ever held accountable in this country for breaking the law, particularly in the highest echelons of campaigns and the federal government. And it's inexcusable, really. And the frustration of the American people, I'm sure, will be palpable with this verdict, but we just want someone, anyone, to be held accountable for the laws that they're breaking.
David Lee Roth, the first lead singer of Van Halen when they propelled to rock star status in the late 70s, was seen at LAX Airport in Southern California returning from a gig in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, over the weekend. DLR alluded to coming out of retirement.
There's always a tomorrow for a second. Not right? So much for a trombone player. Okay?
The pandemic blew up his Las Vegas residency about a year and a half ago. Cease and desist letters are telling Las Vegas wedding chapels no more Elvis impersonators. The order is from Authentic Brands Group, a licensing company that owns the rights to Elvis. Wedding operators are saying business is finally getting back to normal. Now this, couples going to Vegas seem to want an Elvis wedding. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four at the hour now. This is the continuation of today's conversation. Lots of love where we can add it. Lots of thought where we can add it. A little bit of power behind our words and behind. You have plenty of power behind your thoughts and opinions, and hopefully you are backing up those thoughts and opinions with some facts. It's hard to find them. It's hard to find these facts. Today is a rocky, emotional day for me. I've shared some of my thoughts, some of the realities of what's going on this moment, and so we leave it to the universe, trust in the universe, and I think that all will eventually be well. That's my wish and hope. Jay Kirshner is here with me as we move into what's going on in Ukraine. I noticed that the European Union leaders have now agreed to a ban of 90% of Russian oil by the end of the year. So this is misleading because I think I thought anyway, that Russian oil had been, that was it. Nobody was using it. And so now we're banning 90% of it instead of all of it. There are other places to get oil. We are seeing what's going on because the Russians are not in the marketplace, if you will. So the prices have gone up substantially. And under the circumstances, you can point a finger at Ukraine. You can point a finger at the Russians for sure. We can point a finger at the oil companies because they're gouging you, taking advantage of the situation, which is wholly un-American. People say, well, they're in business to make money. Yeah, they are. But do you have a conscience? Is there no conscience to big business? I feel oftentimes that that is the case, that there isn't any conscience. And it seems to me anybody who's an inspiring leader, I don't look at Jeff Bezos as somebody with a conscience or an inspiring leader. I look at Mark Cuban and see somebody who's an inspiring leader and somebody who has a conscience. Very different operations, very different people, it seems. And so anyway, I'm looking at the reality here, the agreement to embargo most Russian oil. Again, we thought it was going on now, but this...
Yeah, I thought it was already a done deal. Right. But did the EU, did they say why they're not fully banning it? It's just a partial ban?
I didn't see anything. The council president, a guy named Charles Michel, said the agreement covers more than two-thirds of oil imports from Russia. The executive branch of the EU said the move is punitive. It'll cut 90% of oil imports from Russia to the EU by the end of the year. Again, this is $9 billion worth of oil. That money, by the way, from the collective members of the EU is going to help the Ukrainians. There also are more sanctions, supposedly, more asset freezes, more travel bans. The biggest bank in Russia is excluded from the global system of financial transfer, so no longer could you wire money, let's say. You know how you wire money internationally? Have you ever done that, Jay?
Oh, yeah, so for sure. Or you can, like, back in the day, you'd go get traveler's checks if you were going to be traveling overseas.
Yeah. Right. The European Union leaders all said in a joint statement, we want to stop Russia's war machine. More than ever, it's important to show that we can be strong together. So these are basically NATO members who are sending a lot of aid to the Ukrainians, even though Ukraine doesn't belong to NATO. Why it isn't in there now, I don't know. Who knows? And I'm looking at some of the social media commentary to these moves. A guy named Max said, there's a reason this measure has been delayed. This is what I was looking for. The EU bureaucracies are hoping for a ceasefire deal before the end of the year, and the EU countries can then resume oil purchases from Russia at previously agreed prices. See, that's the thing. The prices are know. We're all paying it here.
I can't help but wonder. I know that the Russian people, most of them don't want any of this. They don't want any of this happening. Other people, they're being fed lies and misinformation, and Russia is very controlled in how they let news and media and how they're being portrayed. But at what point is there going to be that uprising, I think, that a lot of us are waiting for in Russia? Where is that revolt from the community and the Russian people?
The Eurovision contest was held. This is kind of like we've got all of America's greatest talent, and we've got we have how many of these dancing and singing shows that they're everywhere, on every night, everywhere, all over the country. Well, they have the Eurovision. It's the same sort of thing, Eurovision contests. And
but that's
the winners,
like worldwide. That's the best of the best across planet Earth.
So the most recent winners, the Kalush Orchestra, which won Eurovision, they're from Ukraine. They sold off their trophy that they got for winning Eurovision for $900,000. And they're using the money to buy drones for the Ukrainian armed forces.
Isn't that fantastic? They auctioned this on Facebook, and it was a cryptocurrency exchange, Whitebit, who purchased the trophy. They are now the rightful owners of the trophy. And, yeah, I mean, look at, well, and think about this, too. So men between the ages of, 18 and 60, that's what it is. Men between the ages of 18 and 60 were not permitted to leave Ukraine in case they were needed to fight. So they had to get a special exception to be able to even continue competing in Eurovision. Right, and they came out and won.
Mm-hmm. So they're using these drones where... We're trying to come up with the Ukrainians said over the weekend that they're running out of weaponry, and they were more or less begging the Americans to come up with some more help. Please help us some more. I thought we'd already put up, did we vote a $40 billion package?
Yeah, wasn't it a really large amount? And that just goes to show how lucrative the business of war is.
Yep. Military-industrial complex. And because of that, and because of what we were talking about with regard to the price of oil, there are a lot of signs that there's a major shift in the economic narrative. More evidence that things are changing and the war is the cause. Inflation is caused by the war. There was moderate inflation before anyway, but that's that's common. Things go up and down and sideways. But the economy that we're living in right now is so strong, but the demands that were met, now the supply chain is breaking down because we can't get, we knew after the pandemic, couldn't get things like chips. So you couldn't buy new cars. You couldn't, there were a lot of things that you couldn't get. You couldn't buy utilities, washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, things like that. And then other things that water heaters, all kinds of stuff. There was strong demand and not a lot of supply. And that's another cause for inflation. Now, the growth is cooling off. The supply chains seem to be fulfilling the needs. So what will happen to things like the automobile business, which has been red hot, the new home business, or just real estate in general? It's been unbelievably hot. The growth last month was 1.1%. So on an annualized basis, almost 13% inflation. And if it keeps up this way for the next through the end of the year. The economy grew at 0.3%. So the inflation rate is four times what the economy is basically supporting, if you will. And that always cools off economic growth. And then there's
inflation. Minimum wage will always remain the same.
Yeah, that's a frustration as well. Yep, it really is. The emerging economic trends, according to the Global Standard and Poor's overview of what's going on around the world, I have a lot more faith in S&P than I do in the Dow Jones. Just my own preference that I've seen in terms of the reality of the information. But their composite index for 4 months shows that the growth is slowing down by as much as 50% over the previous month. Wow. Whew. That's not going to be good. People don't seem to be showing. There's so much travel. People coming back even now from their Memorial Day weekend, but the amount of charges for what it costs to buy fuel or what it costs to rent a motel room. Last couple of weeks I've been traveling to different places in Vermont, picking up cows for my farm, and places I've stayed before for $119, $200, $2.25. A place up in Middlebury, Vermont, $300 for one night in Vermont. It's crazy. And this is the kind of stuff. So does that mean consumer spending will cool down? Yeah, because we won't have, you'll tap out your credit cards, and then that will really change the economic forecast.
Well, but also I kind of feel like with what happened in 2020 and everything shutting down, I know a lot of people lost their jobs, but for the people who did not lose their income, they weren't spending as much. So after everything started opening up again and travel was opening up, people were spending more money than they normally did because they had that excess of funds. You're not going to have that.
Listener Shane says, unfortunately, that's not how inflation works. What you're asking for is deflation. It isn't happening anytime soon. Inflation only means that prices will go up at a higher rate than the usual rate. Normal accepted inflation is about 2 to 3%. I think that's true, right? On an annualized basis, at least in our lifetime, it's been a couple of points a year. And people have cost of living rate wage increases that are sort of like that, cut from the same cloth. So anyway, it's something else that ties into the daily picture, if you will. Speaking of the daily picture, we have our download. The podcasts are available every day of our conversations. One of the download conversations I had with John Harper, my friend down at WMEL in Florida. The shooting certainly has been a part of all of this conversation. And I think the comment was made, parents shouldn't have to bury their children. Yep. Steven Tyler checking into rehab, part of a recent podcast that we have. Coldplay's new tour. Kate Moss testifying in Johnny Depp's trial. Did you see he went overseas to, he was performing with some group over the weekend?
Yeah, Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially all the stuff for his trial is over. Now deliberations they start today. The jury starts figuring things out today.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, you can follow all kinds of things at djvshow.com that we're discussing. Get it there or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
One of the other classics in the podcast was our discussion of California being invaded by those jumping worms. That's a classic, plus the discussion of Pete Davidson. So whatever is going on, that's what we're talking about. So catch up and stay tuned in. DJV download at djvshow.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell now, as we have lots of questions this time of year. People want to know how to take better care of their health, their well-being. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. He and his wife have a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. I find him to be a fabulous friend. I visit with him. I only got there once this year. Usually I get there twice, sometimes 3 times a year. I only got there once, so I'm really out of adjustment, out of whack, if you will.
I guess so.
All right, so the question comes from listeners about sunscreen and whether it's important. We've been discussing how genetics plays an important role in cancer prevention. What do you do? What does Mary do? What do your children do when it comes to being out in the sun? Do you have protection? Do you think we need protection? What do you think?
Well, some people with very light complexions do, but there's two things you need to understand. Number one, the sun does not cause cancer. There are billions of people on this planet in the day, all day long, in the sun, who are not getting skin cancer. The sun can irritate the skin so that underlying factors in the body, such as malnutrition and dietary choices, can certainly be triggered and cause some melanoma and skin cancers. But it's not that the sun that's causing it. The underlying cause is deep inside our own physiology. Now, what? I have an employee, red hair, white skin,
right?
Just very, very white skin. If she does not put on something, she's going to burn like toast. So the thing that I recommend is try to get, if you're going to use some SPF, if you're going to use some kind of sun blocker or whatever else, try to stay away from the stuff that's got squalene in it. That's very toxic to the human. Well, it's an extract from sharks. But it's
really? Very,
the way it's processed, squalene oil. But then there's other kinds of squalene as well.
I can remember selling shark fin powder or something.
Yeah.
I remember an advertiser, and the claim was that shark fins or the grindings were really good for you, and I can't remember anymore. This was a long time ago. But now you just made me think about that.
Well, it was marketed for a lot of different things, for ED, for memory, for, you know, for libido, a bunch of other things. And but it's kind of fallen off by the wayside because it just didn't work very well.
But
any time you take something from nature and you just process the living life out of it, you end up with something that's kind of toxic. So you want to, if you're going to put on SPF, sun protection factor, you know, it's just sun blocker.
Yep.
It depends on your own ability to handle ultraviolet. It's the ultraviolet, you know, it's infrared from the sun where you feel the warmth. But it's the ultraviolet. You don't feel that, really, until after it's burned you enough. You don't feel the effect of it until after you're burned. And that's the thing that's really causing problems to the skin. And if you have a history of skin problems and you're going to be out in the sun, then obviously you got to put something on you. And I always recommend stay away from anything that's got squalene in the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in a lot of the sunblocker products.
So what do you have? You represent Standard Process. They have lots of things. Is there something in terms of what you ingest or oil that they have that you can protect yourself from the problem, like SPF does? I never use SPF.
Yeah, if you're
all the time.
No, because your skin is tuned to the sun. Mm-hmm. And you're like me. I can go out and get burned one day, and the next morning when I wake up, it's brown. And that's the way I like it. And, and by burned, I mean just the gentle, nothing that keeps me up all night in pain.
No.
I can't remember the last time I was burned that bad.
But I don't know. Every once in a while, the back of my neck, you know, on the farm, I'm out sometimes 8 hours a day. And I just use regular cream on my face. People say, why isn't your face like leather? You're out in the sun all that time.
Because you take care of yourself. And you use a lot of SP products. Now, there is a product from Standard Process called Dermatrophin, Dermatrophin PMG.
Yep.
And it helps to preserve the integrity of the skin. And so during the summer months, I always recommend people who are going to be in the sunlight a lot might want to use some of that.
I think it's you got to do a little exploring. You have to ask questions. Things that are advertised heavily, I'm always suspicious of, even though I'm in the advertising business. You know, all of the things that you see, especially with the drug companies behind some of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, okay, SPF, make sure it's 40 or 70 or 30 or whatever it is. You know, everybody's different, though. That's the chemical makeup of all of our bodies is different, so you got to continue to
play
with it.
Well, you find the one that works for you.
Exactly, right. Dr. Jack Stockwell here at 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.